A state commission is asking Utah's governor to take another look at an agreement with Nevada over water rights in the Snake Valley. Federal law required the states of Utah and Nevada to work out an agreement before the Southern Nevada Water Authority could pump groundwater from the Snake Valley to Las Vegas. The deal was worked out more than 3 years ago, but Governor Gary Herbert decided just last month he wouldn't sign it based on opposition from residents living in the area. Warren Peterson, an attorney who reviewed the agreement for the governor, says that was a mistake. He told the legislature's Water Development Commission the deal would keep Nevada from taking any water that exceeded the water rights ranchers are using now.
It says that when that balance point has been hit or has been reached, no further water will be taken. So the agreement that the news media trampled all over provided the very protection that was being said it did not provide.
The commission voted to ask the governor to reconsider the agreement. Millard County Commissioner Darren Smith says that would be pointless.
No, Utah shouldn't have to sign anything that they don't feel like is in their best interest or the governor, and I think the governor's done the right thing for the time being.
Smith says Utah and Nevada have plenty of time to work out another agreement once more is known about the possible impact of pumping groundwater from valleys near the state line. Dan Bomas, KUER News.